WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos Valley Flooring Design, the largest selection at the best prices. And that's a promise. Visit the showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The city of Bryan has announced receiving nearly $4 million in grants from the Texas Department of Transportation. That will be combined with more than $1.5 million from city sources for two projects that could be under construction as early as the end of next year. One is the first phase of a hike and bike path along South College from Hensel Park to Brookside, a bike lane along Cabot from Brookside to Villa Maria, and sidewalks along College from Brookside to Villa Maria. The second project is installing streetlights along Boonville Road from the freeway to Harvey Road. For the next year, Bryan residents and business people are invited to participate in the process of determining the city's future development plans. An online survey has been created as part of the data being collected by consultants for the city. The project manager, Wendy Chabay, sees two things happening in Bryan over the next 25 years. One is addressing growth outside Bryan's current city limits.
How do you continue to expand what's going on in the west, also the east? Big things that could be coming, such as high-speed rail and things like that.
She says that has to be balanced with improvements inside the city limits. The consultant was hired to create three plans. In addition to Bryan's overall development, there will be a master plan for city parks, and there will be a sub-plan for the area around Blinn College's new west campus at FM 2818 and Leonard Road. A link to an online survey is on our website at WTAW.com. There's a new leader of the St. Joseph Health System. Parent company Catholic Health Initiatives has announced Rick Napper as St. Joseph's market president. Napper will oversee the system's five hospitals, two long-term care facilities, more than 20 clinics, and 100 employed providers. Napper, who starts November 2nd, moves to Bryan from CHI's hospital system in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Saturday marks the third Texas A&M home football game of the season. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says enforcement will continue for those who park illegally, with an emphasis continuing in residential neighborhoods.
Code enforcement is out walking south side and keeping people off of the yards. And when they talk to the people who live at the house and saying that, you know, it's against code to have cars parked in the yard, they've been very amenable to that, and there hasn't been pushback.
The mayor says the new location of the Get to the Grid shuttle bus between Momentum Plaza and Kyle Field has been going well. Texas A&M officials have signed a license agreement with the Turf Grass Producers of Texas for a new variety of St. Augustine grass. State Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller says Tamstar was tested at seven locations.
It has shown superior drought tolerance, and that's important. It's highly resistant to gray leaf spot and St. Augustine decline, two devastating diseases to St. Augustine.
Tamstar, which was rated the top performer in a five-state evaluation program, will be available starting next spring. As expected, Congress kept the federal government in business for another 2.5 months. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan says the House version of a continuing resolution included a few conditions.
We're going to vote on something today called an enrollment correction that says, okay, we approve the CR, but we approve it with the following things in as part of it. Stopping the Iranian deal, or stopping the lifting of the sanctions against Iran, stopping funding for abortion, and a couple of other policy riders. And that'll go back to the Senate, and we'll see what happens then.
The continuing resolution is proposed to fund the government through December 11th. WTAW News Time is 6:10 at 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design. More news on the way at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Meet Fred, world champion excuse maker.
That's me.
He's been late for work 5 days in a row. His excuses?
Someone stole my steering wheel, my cat had a root canal, my cousin's houseboat sank, and I had to feed my neighbor's ferret.
So what's his excuse for not going to AggielandHelpWanted.com? He knows he'll find a terrific new job from a great local employer.
Yeah.
It's free. There are more local job postings than anywhere else, and applying for jobs is even easier than ever before.
Well, yeah.
So, champ?
I was abducted by aliens.
Uh-huh. There's no excuse. Go to AggielandHelpWanted.com today. Long name, amazing results.
It's 6:11. Going to do some weather right now. Brought to you by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal. Home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
It will stay clear to occasionally partly cloudy going through the night with low temperatures by early Thursday morning.
That's nothing updated. If you missed Rush yesterday, you get to hear it again. If you just want to hear exactly what Sean Hannity said yesterday, today's your lucky day.
The encore presentation.
Yeah. Huh? Sure
can. Wait. I've got weather.
You ready? Yeah, I do too. I'll get it from my alternate source later, but here it is now, fresh from Patrick.
Cooling trend in our forecast as high pressure continues to push cooler air down from the north. Lots of sunshine today. It'll be 85 to 90 through the afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy and more comfortable tonight, 60 to 65. Tomorrow we'll see sunshine along with temperatures between 80 and 85. It should be clear tomorrow night. Lows will drop down to about 55 to 60. Sunny and 80 to 85 during the day on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit with A&M football on the horizon. Of course, we'll cover that with Mississippi State. We'll then launch into Major League Baseball and a whole lot more because the pennant races are getting close. All that coming up in sports at about 6:50.
We didn't have time yesterday to do this, so this morning, next hour, if you're a parent and you're miserable, you're hardly alone. We'll have that for you. We'll also have the story of, well, we'll do this maybe in just a minute. Something new, special, and possibly delightful for breakfast, or maybe lunch or dinner. The combination of two things that many people love now has been done.
Does it sound weird?
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
There are more mermaids in America than you ever thought.
Oh, good.
Yeah. A scientist who had nothing to do injecting himself with old bacteria. And finally, and maybe most importantly, I believe that we have now, once and for all, settled the question of animal rights.
Oh?
Well, yeah, and again, and we'll tell you about that in just a little while. It's just a matter of, you know, that's something that people have, well, it's what PETA lives for. I think we finally have the answer. California driver shared a video of what happened when his girlfriend accidentally punctured the can of bear spray.
Oh!
While they were in the car.
Oh!
Uploaded to YouTube. It's not safe for work, so turn the speaker down if you happen to be there, as you can imagine.
I was going to say, I imagine I'd let a couple fly on that.
The video features the dash camera with the audio of the man.
Oh, man.
While driving, his girlfriend decided to push the seat back. Well, the bear spray was wedged between the seat rail and the floor. Man says that they got out of the car on the side of the road and spent a while, well, basically dry heaving and pouring water in their eyes. Then started throwing anything that the bear spray touched into a plastic garbage bag that they then sealed up. After letting the car air out for about 20 minutes, they continued on their way. The man described the bear spray, because probably no one has, as a spicy odor combined with the most sickeningly sweet chemical smell you could imagine. Whatever had touched your skin, it burned. Dish soap got the oils off. Rag soaked in milk to stop the burning would be your best friend. So, once again, learn from others.
Yeah.
Fortunately, we don't need that around here.
Not puncturing bear spray in a closed environment was probably on my list of things I wasn't going to do anyway.
Yes, true. Probably right. Probably right, yeah. We got a lot
of info.
Perfect
situation. I went to school with a guy whose dad invented a skunk spray. In fact, made a lot of money doing that.
Skunks. I've heard them called fart squirrels.
Well, they very nice. I think deer hunters used it for, you know, on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was a real reason for it.
I've never heard the squirrel line before.
I haven't either. Yes, it's good.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
Good morning, it's 6:16, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It is Thursday, October the 1st. It's 10:01. Be sure and write your checks properly. 274th day of the year, 91 of them to go. It is, of course, the beginning of a new month, so it's Pizza Month.
Ooh.
How's that?
Ooh.
That work?
Yes, sir.
International Older Persons Month. Many can't enjoy pizza for obvious
reasons. Is that because
reasons.
They can't say old anymore?
Yeah,
is that offensive?
Older
person?
Yeah. World Vegetarian Day, mix that with Pizza Month. That works out all right. Hmm. International Music Day. Model T Day, because it's the anniversary. It's Homemade Cookies Day. Those are good. Usually good.
Yeah, the disclaimer fits.
Had some this week, not so much. But, you know, National Walk Your Dog Day or Week, whichever. Positive Attitude Month, like that's going to help. Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. It's Family Health Month. Breast Cancer Awareness Month. National Bacon Decorate Month.
Bacon Decorate. Bacon how do you
decorate bacon?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. National Chili Month. I'd wait a while. Well, of course, you can have chili anytime.
Yeah. Yeah.
American Cheese Month. American Cheese Month. Yeah, really. You know, those people over in the across the pond, they do a lot better with cheese than we do. National Dessert Month. Hey. Spinach Lovers Month, which you probably cannot combine with Dessert Month.
Oh, don't do that, because somebody will try now.
Yeah, Apple Month. And it's National Sausage Month. We're letting you know today so you can get those cards out. Okay. Birthday.
It's Rupert Friend's birthday from Homeland. Yeah. Sarah Drew is 35 from Grey's Anatomy. Zach Galifianakis, Between Two Ferns, the Hangover movies.
Oh, just Between Two Ferns. You can just stop right there.
Out that cold.
Just, yeah. he's a pretty talented fellow.
He's 46 years old today.
I think he's slimmed down, too.
Yes, he has.
He's gotten healthy. Okay.
Kelly Willis is 47.
Oh,
from
my.
The Dixie Chicks. Yeah. Cindy Margolis, who at one point was the most downloaded lady on the internet.
Are we allowed to say Dixie Chicks anymore? Has that been banned?
Oh, no, it's fine. It just ruins your career. It's okay.
Well, yeah, no, they did that. I was just wondering about the whole Dixie Confederate stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah. Excellent point. I don't know. Okay, anyway, Cindy Margolis is 50. Mark McGuire, the guy that hit all the home runs and took steroids, is 52. Randy Quaid is crazy in 65.
Where is he?
Oh, my gosh.
He's lost his ever-loving mind.
We were in Marfa when he got arrested.
Really?
In Marfa, yeah.
Wow.
Crazy guy.
Well, he, wonder if he's incarcerated somewhere, or if he's, you know. Celebrity net worth would be, what, under four digits?
Oh, probably.
Yeah, just saying, all right.
In the crazy column, though, he wins.
Mm-hmm.
Rod Carew, 75 years old. Julie Andrews is 80 years old.
Oh, my. That's and, Mary Poppins.
Yeah. And former President Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Peanut Man is 91 today.
All right. Let's see. Chris Titus.
Oh, he's funny.
Is he? I've never seen
him. I think he's pretty funny.
He had a TV show for a while that I really enjoyed with Stacey. Was it Stacey Keach?
Really?
I don't know.
All right.
It was really, really funny.
All right. Well.
And, of course, so they canceled it.
Yeah. Well, I've never heard it. I have to go look at that. All right. There we go. 620.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
According to Newsbusters, a local ABC affiliate reported that Planned Parenthood protesters literally threw condoms at Carly Fiorina Saturday while she was speaking at an Iowa Hawkeyes tailgate party. Now, unfortunately, this vile act was ignored by CBS, ABC, and NBC. Now, the major networks instead decided to highlight the fact that a curtain fell on the presidential candidate during a San Antonio speech. One ABC correspondent said the curtain falling was, quote, a terrifying moment on the campaign trail. Well, apparently, hostile Planned Parenthood protesters throwing objects at a presidential candidate is less newsworthy to the networks than a curtain that falls down during a speech. Could you imagine the headlines if conservatives were protesting and throwing condoms at Democratic candidates?
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you are over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you compare all of the rates and products available. A free annuity rate report has been released, which reveals the annuities with the highest guaranteed rates and lowest fees. Grab a pen right now to receive this free annuity rate report. We researched over 2,000 annuities and have summarized the safest annuities with the highest guaranteed rates in our free report. To find the best annuities, you need the right information. To receive your free, no-obligation annuity rate report, call 1-800-504-1712. That's 800-504-1712. Because when it comes to buying an annuity, shopping rates and products can save you thousands. Call 800-504-1712. 800-504-1712. 800-504-1712.
Brought to you by Brooks & Company.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now.
The biggest tobacco companies have resurrected a federal lawsuit against the FDA, challenging the agency's effort to assert authority over tobacco product packaging. Altria, Reynolds American, and Imperial Tobacco PLC argued that the FDA requirements violate First Amendment protections of commercial free speech. Volkswagen's supervisory board is considering steps to prop up the carmaker's credit rating amid a scandal over its rigging of emissions tests that affects 11 million of its vehicles. Reuters says the board is considering cost cuts and measures to generate cash flow, but has not discussed selling off VW assets or brands. Exactly 1,129 days after M&T Bank announced plans to buy Hudson City Bank Corp for $3.7 billion, the Federal Reserve blessed the deal. It's the longest delay ever for a U.S. deal, valued at more than $1 billion. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open this morning. That's your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
In conjunction with the 13th Annual Surviving and Thriving Lunch, brought to you by the Texas A&M Health Science Center, featuring Joan London, sponsored by Kay and Britt Rice, Pink Alliance is excited that October 8th has been declared Paint the Town Pink Day. Please join us in promoting breast cancer awareness and prevention by painting the town pink. Wear your pink attire and stop by one of the participating restaurants, and 10% of your bill will be donated to Pink Alliance. For more information, please visit our website at pinkalliance.org.
Cowell Banker, Agtown Realtors, above the rest. Find Cowell Banker, Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. This is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. In the late 80s and early 90s, there was a late night talk show host named Arsenio Hall.
Go for it!
They did a segment called Things That Make You Go, Hmm. There was even a hit song. For that matter, there's a section in the paper called Bet You Didn't Know. I love those things. So much so, I get Uncle John's bathroom readers all the time for presents. I don't know whether that means people think I spend too much time in there or I just like goofy trivia. For instance, did you know that the whole nine yards is a World War II aviation term concerning the length of ammo belts and fighter planes? I did, and it's right off the top of my head. Therein lies the conundrum. I can remember that, but forget to balance my checkbook. How does that happen? How is it I remember Aggie football games every week, but forget to take the garbage out? After all, they both only happen weekly, so what's the hang-up? Why do I know off the top of my head Joe Louis beat Max Schmeling, but forget my dad's birthday? How can someone be a fountain of useless knowledge on the most random junk and not remember to set the thermostat before they leave? Answer me that, because I do it all the time. Again, off the top of my head, 106 miles to Chicago, got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it. It's from the Blues Brothers. I can do that. I can remember that. But for the life of me, I can't tell you anything about my health insurance. Not a clue. I could go on with this to everyone's annoyance. So to that end, this is The End. Oh, wait, that's a great song by the Beatles.
And in the end.
Oh, I guess this is The End.
This is The End.
Oh, no, wait, that's a Doors song. Also very cool. Okay, really, that's it. Yeah, I got nothing for that one. Oh, wait.
This is it.
Still can't balance a checkbook, though. And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. David likes to give folks options. Now, if you've got extra jewelry that you don't use or have inherited jewelry that you want to know if it's real or not or what you could get for it, stop by anytime. They'll give you a free, no-obligation quote. As a matter of fact, he gets calls from longtime customers about everything under the sun because he kind of deals in everything under the sun. He's got collectibles in there. There's Louis Vuitton, custom-made jewelry, and a whole lot more. It's really easier if you just go in and visit with him. He's on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down for IHOP. Or you can see him online at davidsjewelryandcoins.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
For your car, your home, your business, too, Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. 628 right now. Humidity 73%. Winds are out of the north at 6. We're at 71 right now. We're going to get up to about 90 today. North winds at 5 to 10. Maybe a good 8 degrees cooler tomorrow. Yeah, the high tomorrow only going to be around 82. 82. And then the low tomorrow night, if you're doing the Friday night football thing, 55 degrees. We'll get to 82 on Saturday, and then if you're going to the football thing on Saturday night, about 58 for our low. So sounds pretty pleasant. For Sunday and Monday, right around 83 to 85. So maybe we're done, huh? We'll see. And again, winds out of the north at 6 right now, 73% relative humidity, and we're at 71.
When you get stressed, it's easy to become overwhelmed and give up on whatever you're trying to accomplish. But there's a way around it. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Do shopping online and using public Wi-Fi make you vulnerable to identity theft? Does giving out your social security number put you at risk? Is your dog at risk of identity theft? Yes, yes, and no. Your dog has absolutely nothing to worry about. But we do live in a world that can expose a lot of personal information, and that can lead to having your identity stolen and losing everything you've worked for. That's why at LifeLock, we use proprietary technology to detect a wide variety of threats. And unlike free credit monitoring services, we have a dedicated U.S.-based staff to help restore your identity if it ever is compromised. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But if you ask yourself whether you're worth protecting with the best, isn't the answer a resounding yes? Plans start at $9.99 a month, and now you can get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and use promo code NEWS.
When you're focused on your problems, it's hard to work on the solutions. So you need to change the focus.
This is not about just being a positive thinker. This is about emotionally reprogramming yourself, getting yourself focused on how you want your future to be.
Tim Schur, author of the book, Get Out of Your Way.
So the first thing you do when you're starting to feel stressed or overwhelmed, and that critical inner voice starts to come up in your mind, first thing you can do is look up and take a few slow deep breaths in through your nose. When you're stressed out and you're upset, you're almost always staring at the ground and breathing through your mouth very short and shallow, which causes you to feel anxious and stressed.
How does looking up help?
Because it will help you feel more calm. When I worked in the psych hospitals, I worked with a lot of people that had depression, and I noticed that I never saw one depressed person looking up. They were always looking down. So I started to ask people, and you can try this, Mike, or you can have your listeners look up and try to worry about something. Usually, nothing happens. Your mind gets quiet. So when you look up and you breathe through your nose, it slows your body down. It allows you to become more resourceful. From there, you focus on the outcome you want.
And that will lead to action.
Those actions are what's going to build your confidence. If you would just go for the 5-minute walk instead of talking about it, you'll feel better because you did something. Action makes you feel strong.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family. Where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision, go to MarEyeCenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seinert. The process of how the City of Bryan will address development of residential, commercial, industrial, and recreational areas over the next 25 years is underway. Consultants hired by the City Council have started meeting with several groups, Project manager Wendy Chabay invites residents and business people to complete an online survey.
There's some, multiple choice top questions on that where people can tell us what they think, but then there's also some open-ended questions as well where they can give us some feedback.
The comprehensive plan takes into account Blinn College's new West Campus at FM 2818 and Leonard Road.
There's a lot of that area is undeveloped over there, and so we're looking more specifically at that area, what it could be in more detail.
The city's planning administrator, Martin Zimmerman, says a new master parks plan will allow them to apply for matching state grants.
That's one of the things that we've not been able to do because our plan expired so long ago. And so that's a very exciting component there. There's a lot of matching grant opportunities for parks, amenities, trails, whatever it may be.
On our website at WTAW.com is a link to Brian's online survey. The City of Bryan and the Texas Department of Transportation will spend a combined $5.3 million on two projects. The city has announced receiving two TxDOT grants. One will install streetlights along Boonville Road from the freeway to Harvey Road, which was sought to benefit pedestrians and bicyclists using miles of sidewalks. The other project builds sidewalks along South College from Villa Maria to Brookside, add a bicycle lane on Cavett from Villa Maria to Brookside, and build a 12-foot hike and bike path along College from Brookside to Hensel Park. City officials say construction could start by the end of next year. The combined total of TxDOT money is $3.7 million, while the city is picking up $1.6 million costs for designing both projects. Bryan-based St. Joseph Health System has a new chief executive. Rick Knapper starts November 2nd as market manager for the system's five hospitals, two long-term care facilities, more than 20 clinics, and 100 employed providers. Knapper moves here from Chattanooga, Tennessee, where he was the chief operating officer for the local Catholic Health Initiative's healthcare system. CHI purchased St. Joseph's last November. If you purchased an all-terrain vehicle or another gas-powered product from Tractor Supply Company between 2006 and 2009, it could be failing federal clean air requirements. TSC has reached a settlement with the EPA and the Justice Department where it pays a fine of $775,000. Officials determined 28,000 off-road vehicles, motorcycles, and small engines were imported from China using EPA certificates for less polluting models. The Turfgrass producers of Texas have signed a license agreement with Texas A&M for a new variety of St. Augustine grass. Tamstar was the leading performer in its five-state evaluation program with high drought tolerance and disease resistance. State Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller says nature has slowed the release process.
Originally, they were going to release it, this fall, but because we had such a wet year, probably not going to have any until next spring.
The turf grass producers hold the rights to the grass in Texas and will sublicense it to the members of the St. Augustine Research Group at A&M. Texas A&M football's SEC home opener this Saturday means additional traffic in the Twin Cities. College Station Mayor Nancy Berry says the new location of the Get to the Grid shuttle bus running between Momentum Plaza and Kyle Field has been well received at the first two home games.
Well, I think it's been well advertised that Momentum Bank is now the place to park as opposed to the mall, and people have been doing that, and the bus shuttle service is working well. And we haven't had problems leaving the stadium, but they've been blowouts. And so if this is a game that goes to the end, we'll really test the system.
The mayor says the city staff will continue to enforce illegal parking off campus, particularly in residential neighborhoods where vehicles are not allowed in yards. At Stephen F. Austin State University, a professor and interim department chairman was arrested, then suspended, and ordered to stay off campus following charges of possessing child pornography on a work computer.
The university says they called police after finding child porn images on a server used by the business college. Now, Dr. Michael Stroop is charged with possessing child pornography, but the university says there's no evidence the illegal images involve students. Dr. Stroop also served as the interim chairman of the Department of Economics and Finance. Now he's suspended without pay until the investigation is done. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
On the last day of the federal government's fiscal year, Congress scrambled again to approve another continuing resolution. Congressman Bill Flores says the House had to overcome roadblocks created by the Senate.
We don't like using this procedural tool, but the Senate sometimes doesn't give you any option. I mean, they voted on this thing yesterday and didn't even give us the courtesy of sending it to us last night. We don't get it until this morning. So we've got between the time we get it this morning and midnight.
Another vote from Flores yesterday was legislation requiring victims of terrorism supported by Iranians to be paid before the president can remove economic sanctions.
Iranians have been supporting Hamas and Hezbollah for decades. And those organizations have killed dozens of Americans, and there are $43 billion in judgments against the Iranians for their support of these terrorist activities that haven't been paid. And so what this bill says is that the president cannot lift the sanctions against Iran, the economic sanctions, until such time as those judgments have been satisfied.
Flores says more information is available on his Facebook and Twitter accounts. WTAW News Time, now 6:37. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. We'll have more news for you coming up at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
St. Joseph Eagle football fans, here's a reminder for you to listen to St. Joseph Eagles football throughout the season on 88.5 FM. St. Joseph Eagle football is brought to you this season by these fine local businesses.
Krause's Paint and Body, Jackie Voss Allstate Insurance, Citizen State Bank, and Memorial Funeral Chapel.
Listen to St. Joseph Eagles football on 88.5 FM. Special thanks to all of our St. Joseph Eagle football sponsors.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Tickets are now available for this year's Brazos Valley Fair and Rodeo. Head out to the Brazos County Expo October 16th, 17th, and 18th. There's fun for all with the carnival, rodeo, awesome concerts, shopping, high-flying canines, livestock shows, a tailgate area, and more. Discounted tickets and unlimited ride wristbands available until October 11th at Producers Co-op, Cavenders, and online at BrazosValleyFair.com or call 979-821-1450.
What's the best way to bring people together?
T-shirts!
T-shirts. Custom T-shirts that you design online with Custom Ink. Custom Ink has created over 50 million shirts for families, teams, reunions, church groups, cheerleaders, companies big and small. On-time delivery is guaranteed, and we'll even ship your order absolutely free.
Start designing your Custom Ink T-shirts today and see why 99% of our customers say they would order from us again. Visit CustomInk.com.
Good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself. That's Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or actionsportstx.com.
Cooling trend in our forecast as high pressure continues to push cooler air down from the north. Lots of sunshine today. It'll be 85 to 90 through the afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy and more comfortable tonight, 60 to 65. Tomorrow we'll see sunshine along with temperatures between 80 and 85. It should be clear tomorrow night. Lows will drop down to about 55 to 60. Sunny and 80 to 85 during the day on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, you better tackle him when he's got the ball. That's for sure. But now he's an outstanding athlete.
That's Coach Chavis talking about Dak Prescott bringing the Mississippi State Bulldogs in at number 21 in the country. We'll have more on that. The pennant race is heating up between the Astros and Rangers, plus a whole lot more, like the Soccer Hall of Fame coming to Frisco.
Woo!
I know, I thought so too. All that and more coming up in sports here in about 10 minutes.
Got to be someplace. May as well. But
we stole it from New York.
How'd we lose it? Well, we? Hell, we're not Frisco. Why couldn't we get it here? Come on.
We got it to Texas anyway.
Well, you need to work on that.
I'll make some calls.
Thanks. You know, it was a long, long, long time ago, back in 1971, when a rock and roll group called The Who did a song, and most people know the beginning of it because it was the theme of one of the CSIs, I don't know which one, but the song is called We Won't Get Fooled Again.
Yep.
And, you know, the hook in the song is, I get on my knees and pray we won't get fooled again. And at the end, they talk about, meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Yes.
It probably is a public service somebody ought to print the lyrics to this song. And again, just the fact that it was done basically 45 years ago, and it still says the same thing that we're talking about now. And I say all that because, you know, the Republicans now trying to come up with a new leader in the Speaker of the House. Yeah, that one. Yeah. That's it right there. That's the beginning of the song.
What, rather prophetic.
Yeah. And again, it's the song's probably, I don't know, 7 or 8 minutes long, but if you read the words, you're going, these were rock and roll dudes back in, and I guess they were probably 23, 24 when they were writing those words. House Speaker Kevin, excuse me, House Majority Leader. Woo! Was that a Freudian slip?
A little preemptive there?
Yeah, a little. House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy has the inside track to succeed John Boehner as Speaker. But could his days be numbered as well? More than half a dozen House Republicans this week told The Hill, a publication that covers Washington, D.C., there are serious concerns that unless the warfare inside the party subsides, the new speaker could become the next victim of fratricide. In fact, in the article, that's exactly what Bill Flores calls it. I mean, he calls it. He said, this is his quote, if the conference cannot find a way to find unity and work together and to agree to execute a grand strategy, even though we may have a difference of opinions and tactics, I expect that there will be continuing fratricide.
That's something the Democrats don't do. They certainly don't tear each other down too much.
I didn't have time to do that because we had real stuff to talk about yesterday rather than politics when you got, you know, the Russians deciding that they want to launch airplanes and stuff and we had to save the government, yada, yada, yada.
Again.
One more time.
Till December.
But how is it that the management style of the Democrats is so much different that they settle all this stuff behind closed doors? They get it taken care of. Well, Nancy Pelosi, well, just the Democrats in general, yeah. Nancy Pelosi most recently. I mean, you don't see any of that. Harry Reid, and you know, we've had Bill Flores say negative things about Harry Reid, but you know what? He keeps his little puppies in line. I mean, they walk Indian style. So
they're taking the long con. I mean, they call it progressivism, but it's incrementalism. It's just a little bit at a time,
right.
And they know they may not get it now,
yep.
But long term, they're probably going to get their way because Republicans will screw something up in
yep.
a major fashion.
And I've said it to the congressman at least three times on the air. You know, if the Republicans screw this one up, it's going to be a long, long time before they get it back.
But, without question.
But to that end, the Republicans, of which I'm no longer one, so this is basically an outsider's perspective, but they have been doing it. Otherwise, it would be business as usual if they were not attacking their own people. It seems like some people in the party want to take it back the other direction
yep.
and not just go the same way as the Democrats, but slower.
Right. Well, and you know, Ted Cruz is the lightning rod for this.
Oh, is he?
And, you know, the Tea Party did not start in Texas, but it's as strong in Texas as it is any place else in America. And, you know, they have made their presence known, and they are pressing this. The thing is, this must rise from the bottom. I mean, it has to build from the bottom. It can't happen at the top.
Certainly.
Just like any other third party, it's got to be grassroots. And the grassroots really stay pretty strong in Texas. But, you know, I've certainly talked to people who are in the Texas legislature who consider themselves to be conservative, who understand that's still not enough. And so where do we go? And it is frustrating, and certainly the congressman voices his frustration as recently as yesterday, that the Senate moves so slowly, so deliberative on the things that really do have a sense of urgency. And the reason, part of the reason that there's a sense of urgency is, hell, there's a sense of urgency in everything we do. I mean, you figuring out where to go to lunch and get it today is an urgent matter now. How do you get your child to fill-in-the-blank practice? I mean, there is a sense of urgency in everything. What did we used to do? I'll mail a letter to somebody. I'll put the check in the mail. No, we don't do that anymore. We punch a button.
Yep.
We move faster. And certainly there can be mistakes that are made within government, but the fact that we got 535 old men and women up there who don't get it, mostly, they've got to understand that there is a sense of urgency for them to change things in the government now. And that's, you know, that's what the Tea Party taps into, and that's what Donald Trump taps into.
Oh, without question.
You know, that's just exactly what it's about. Trump, yesterday, which is interesting. I think we, Patrick, you and I spoke yesterday off the air, that maybe he's understanding I have to be a little more realistic in what I do rather than be a cartoon figure. And so this was his this is a comment he made at a rally in New Hampshire yesterday.
Remember when Obama was saying, we will leave. We are leaving Iraq as of a certain date. Now, the opponent said, wow, that's great. What do we have to fight anymore for? Let's just wait a year and a half. That's what happened. And then as soon as we left, they knocked the shit out of everybody.
There you go. Now, he's talking real issues right there. He's
and real about, and real language.
Right. But people understand this. I mean, I can remember William Westmoreland being here, okay, a long, long time ago. And the question was asked, and this had to do with Vietnam withdrawal. The same thing. Why are you announcing when you're leaving? They'll just wait until you go.
Yep.
And oh, what a kerfuffle that caused in a news conference. Well, it's the same thing. Anyway, so there's the frustration and McCarthy. And it's interesting because I was watching Fox News after Boehner had his news conference, had a guy from U.S. News and World Report on the set on Fox. Question they asked him, and the first thing he said is, this is the same guy. He's going to have the same problems. And certainly that's what Bill Flores said. Just because you replace the man in that position doesn't mean that you solve the problem.
No.
So that's where we are. And as he mentioned, and we'll talk about it more with him next Wednesday, that his Republican study committee is going to kind of have a candidates forum. I mean, they've given him a survey of all the people who want to be in leadership positions, and they're asking them to fill out what their position is on those things, and then they're going to sit down at the, you know, table and eat a bunch of expensive food and drink some wine. Hey, let's drink some wine at lunch. We may get some really good answers from them then, but we'll see. Yeah. But they're going to do that next Wednesday. They'll kind of vet. They'll have a vetting process of their own to decide who will be in the leadership position.
Since we're talking presidential candidates, I heard an interesting name for Bernie Sanders advocates, devotees, because they really are. They're sort of
They're pretty devout.
Sanderistas.
Oh, I like it.
About tree and land conservation, wildfire prevention, and emergency response at the History in the Making Texas A&M Forest Service exhibit now open at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. For more information, visit bush41.org.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, October 3rd, it's Raising Poultry at Home. Whether it's earning side income, teaching kids responsibility, or after-hours therapy, learn about proper care for the flock this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Blessed be the gardener with a home hobby greenhouse, for he or she knows not the agony of wintertime. That's a direct quote. Actually, it's a quote from me. It's poor literary style, perhaps, but horticulturally, the thought is on target. Greenhouses extend the growing season to 12 months a year. They're great ways to start your own transplants and to overwinter your prized collection of tropicals. However, not all home greenhouses have been created equally. Let's take a discussion of the decisions you'll need to make in the hopes that this will be the year you finally take that plunge. I'll be back with details on home hobby greenhouses after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. This book was published just last year. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening, but an entirely new format. I barely opened the old 1991 book as I was writing this one. Chapter 1 covers the basics of successful gardening in Texas. Chapter 2 is the information I used to include in my annual Texas gardening calendars. When to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants you're growing. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf, fruit, and vegetables. I self-published this book so I can sell it for only $28.95 plus tax and postage, signed copy. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com, 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769, NeilSperry.com. If you're planning a home hobby greenhouse, you need to start with a suitable location. Morning sun, afternoon shade would be ideal. Most of the plants you'll be growing will need at least a certain amount of direct sunlight. You can always add shade with special plastic greenhouse fabrics and cheesecloth on the inside or wooden slats. What you cannot add is sunlight, so position your greenhouse carefully. Once you've decided where you expect to place it, make sure the greenhouse passes all the city building codes. It's not a lot of fun to discover weeks or months later that you're in some serious violation and that the greenhouse will have to be taken down or moved a few inches. Consider your various options and construction materials. If the structure will be in your backyard, visible to many rooms in your house, consider building it out of glass. It may cost a good bit more, but it will look better longer. In fact, properly maintained, a quality glass greenhouse should last for many decades, and it could be a handsome part of the backyard landscape. There are several forms of plastic on the market now. As with old-fashioned fiberglass, these may deteriorate with prolonged exposure to sunlight. Ask your hardware or lumber dealer for any particulars of the product life's expectancy. These various coverings can often cost almost as much as glass, so be sure you're getting your money's worth. Finally, if your greenhouse will be located out of the line of sight, you might consider a double-walled plastic covering. That's what large commercial growers use. They're lightweight, fairly inexpensive, and easily constructed. On the other hand, they're not much to look at. You want to determine the widths of your benches or tables as you decide on the dimensions of the greenhouse. You normally don't want them wider than 42 inches if you're reaching from one side, or 48 inches if you're able to reach from both sides. The aisles should be as narrow as possible because you're having to heat and cool those areas as well. You don't want to rob from your plant growing possibilities. Remember, as you're sizing and pricing your greenhouse options, that small hobby greenhouses can really be difficult to cool properly. They have such a small volume of air that the temperatures can fluctuate wildly. A 10 by 20 foot greenhouse is about the minimum. Oh, and you want to make sure that you have a really functional heat source and you have a backup heat source in case one doesn't work properly. I'm Neil Sperry. Turn on to spring bulbs in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Just a few more days until number 14 Texas A&M holds its SEC home opener against number 21 Mississippi State. Before coming over to the Aggies, defensive coordinator John Chavis spent the last 5 years at LSU, so he's pretty familiar with the Bulldog star quarterback Dak Prescott.
Well, you better tackle him when he's got the ball, that's for sure. But now he's an outstanding athlete. He runs the ball extremely well. He throws the ball extremely well. So, you know, when you start looking at quarterbacks in terms of, you know, facing two guys back-to-back, and that was one of the issues even in last week's game. We let the quarterback run when we had someone sitting in the low hole that should have been there to clean it up on third down situations. But you can't give Prescott a lot of room. You got to play good tight coverage, make those tight throws, and then you got to account for him in the running game.
Chavis and the guys will have to come up with answers for Prescott this Saturday when the two teams kick off at 6:30. Fan Zone broadcast with Tom and Scott gets underway at 3:30, and Dave and Dave take over with the pregame at 5:30 on WTAW. Texas A&M junior middle blocker Jasmine Babers hit .765 in percentage with 14 kills and 17 attempts and added 8 blocks to lead A&M to a 3-set victory over Auburn last night in Auburn. With the win, the Aggs improved to 8-5 and even their SEC record to 1-1. The ladies will return home this Sunday to take on Ole Miss at 1 o'clock at Reed. In Major League Baseball, Adrian Beltre hit his first of 3 Texas home runs, and the AL West leading Rangers moved closer to a postseason berth with a 6-2 win over the Detroit Tigers. Texas manager Jeff Banister said the guys have a championship attitude.
Well, I think you can't help but feel it. I also believe in the fact that these guys are in the now, players, no opportunity wasted. I believe they concentrate on right now, what's going on right in front of their face, and they really don't get caught up in what's down the road. But I believe that it brings a sense of energy and a little added energy for us and some added focus.
The Rangers welcome the L.A. Angels tonight at 7:05. Texas has 2.5 games in advantage over Houston in the AL West and a 3 in hand over the Angels. In H-Town, Colby Rasmus was clutch for the Stros again last night.
That ball's fisted in on the hand, shallow left field, and that's going to dump in there. RBI single for Colby Rasmus on a broken bat, and the Astros go ahead 7-6 here in the seventh inning.
The broken bat RBI capped Houston's rally from 3 runs down. They beat the Mariners 7-6. Houston has the night off. They'll be in Arizona tomorrow. The U.S. National Soccer Hall of Fame and Museum is getting a new home, and it's in Frisco at the Frisco Independent School District Stadium. The school district approved an amendment to the Toyota Stadium lease agreement between Frisco Stadium LLC and the city of Frisco. The hall was previously located in New York City. And finally, three-time Sprint Cup champion Tony Stewart will retire from NASCAR's top tier of racing after 2016.
I think deep down you know when it's time to do something different, to make a change like this. So, you know, it's kind of a bittersweet day. I mean, I'm excited about it, but at the same time, I'm you know, sad about it as well. I mean, I love what I do with NASCAR, and I love what I do, you know, as a driver.
He called the decision 100% his choice and said the only pressure he received was from those trying to talk him out of it. And that's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Valak is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Have you experienced the Malik difference? Turn to the experts at Malik and Carrier for your indoor comfort, and we'll show you all your options. If you decide to replace your system with an energy-efficient Carrier, we'll give you cash back for your old equipment. As the Brazos Valley's number one air conditioning and heating company, Malik proudly installs Carrier and services all models with discounts for military and senior citizens. Call 776-2222 or go to malikservice.com. Malik, making a difference in your family's comfort. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
True or false? Huntington Learning Center franchise owners earn revenues 61% higher than their closest competitor.
True.
True or false? You can start a Huntington franchise for under $100,000.
True.
True or false? Huntington is a respected national tutoring and test prep leader with almost four decades of proven results.
True!
It's true. Opening a Huntington Learning Center franchise is the perfect opportunity to run a business that's both personally and financially rewarding. No previous educational experience required. Our model is simple. We provide you with our winning formula for student success, in-house financing, and ongoing support. You help students from K through 12 achieve outstanding academic results. And in turn, you score phenomenal financial returns. If you're passionate about making a difference and dream of owning a successful business, call 855-823-0000 or visit HuntingtonFranchise.com to join the nation's top-earning tutoring and test prep franchise. That's 855-823-0000.
If you're a high school senior, join your classmates and commit to attending all of your classes this year.
At the end of the school year, Atkinson Toyota Scion is giving away a new Scion, or you could win one of many scholarships.
Details online and on Facebook.
It's the weather brought to you by Wilton's Office Works on the freeway between University and Briarcrest, or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's got furniture, supplies, and so much more. About 90 for a high today with north winds at 5 to 10, 61 tonight, only 82 for a high temperature on Friday and Saturday. Tomorrow night we're down to, I don't know, maybe 55 degrees? How would that be? It's 70 right now, WTAW College Station, Bryan.